Hello everyone and happy Friday. I hope you guys are all getting ready to gear up for an amazing weekend. For those of you guys that don't know me, I am Jasmine of Jasmine Norris Photography. I'm an award-winning and published wedding photographer located in Indiana. I am getting ready to leave for a wedding today, and so I just wanted to pop in and do a quick five things that I do to get ready for a wedding. As a wedding photographer. And so these are going to be nice and quick things that I do. And I just want to preference that this is something that I do the week leading up to a wedding. It's not something that I would do like the day of a wedding. So I just wanted to preference that. So the first thing that I do is I check in with the couple. And this is something where I just wish them a happy wedding week, you know, kind of wish them well on their last minute wedding planning. And I also just reconfirm our arrival time for their wedding. And just to make sure the timeline didn't change or if there's anything else. And I also make sure that I want to ask them if they have any last minute questions or anything they need from me before their wedding arrives. So that's the first thing I do. The second thing I do is I get all of my equipment ready. And so this is everything from charging batteries, formatting memory cards, cleaning lenses and sensors, to physically packing my bag and double checking to make sure everything works and there's no issues or anything like that with any of my equipment. And this also means if it looks like it's going to rain, I make sure I have lots of umbrellas in the car, towels for the bride to stand on, everything like that. Just in case. The third thing I do is I print out the timeline and I print out their wedding questionnaire. And I go over all of that. And the wedding questionnaire is something I send to all of my couples that just kind of, they fill out all the information that I need for the wedding day, as well as all the information about their vendors. So I have that for when I, after the wedding, when I go to send off the galleries and tag people on social media. So I make sure I go through the timeline and make sure I kind of have that in my head. I go through their wedding questionnaire, make sure I kind of am familiar with everything there. And I also go ahead and just get all the social media handles for all of the vendors. So that way when I come home and I put a sneak peek up, I don't have to go and search for those last minute. It's all right there already and ready for me to go. The fourth thing I do is if it's a location that I haven't been to before or I'm not too familiar with it, I make sure the location's in my GPS and that I don't have any problems finding it in my GPS. And I also double check to see how long it's going to take for me to get there so I can make sure that I leave plenty early so I have plenty of time to get there with traffic or anything else that might occur. And then the fifth thing I do is I take the time to take care of myself. And this is something that you should be doing all of the time. Obviously, self-care is really important, but it's also important leading up to a wedding day because wedding days are quite physical for us. So it's things like making sure I'm taking my vitamin C. Maybe if I have a lot of things going on and I'm out in the public a lot, I might take some extra or drink some emergency just to make sure my immune system's up to par. And then it's things like going to bed early the night before, making sure I get adequate amount of sleep, making sure I wake up early enough that I have time to get ready and do everything I need to do, as well as kind of take a little breather to mentally prepare for the wedding, and to make sure that I allow enough time and eat a big breakfast, because as you know, as a wedding photographer, you go all day long running around. You need something that can sustain you and nourish you throughout the day. And also it's gonna be a long time until you're probably able to eat again at the reception. And you might not even be able to eat that much. So having that bigger breakfast kind of helps me sustain myself throughout the day, as well as making sure I get plenty of fluids throughout the wedding day and the days leading up to it, just to make sure I stay hydrated. So those are just five quick tips for all you wedding photographers out there or people who are aspiring to be wedding photographers that might kind of help you to make sure you have everything down and ready leading up to the wedding. So that's it for now. Check back in later and I'll have more tips for wedding photographers as well as tips for brides and grooms who are planning their wedding. Thank you guys and have a great weekend.